All right. My name's Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer, from the Independent 88.5 FM here in Southern California. You notice I got my Dodger hat on. Our team won the championship last night. Thank you. Hey,
congratulations.
Thanks. I didn't do anything. you know, I'm not on the field and I'm not in those front office meetings either. Ivan and Alyosha is joining us today in the Zoom room. It's an 88.5 live at home session is what we've been calling them. And yeah, we've been adapting under COVID circumstances and doing some of these virtual interviews and performances. There's four of you on screen now. Who are we missing?
Cole, our drummer Cole. We don't know where he is. I'm joking. No, Cole is maybe, no, he's not the only one that works, but he is.
He is.
He could not join us.
Okay, he's got a day job.
Yes.
Day job, that's what they are.
So have you been doing many of these with radio or engaging your fans virtually?
Yeah. I mean, what have we been doing? We've been doing some like live stream stuff. We did like a show in our studio here where we played a set and invited folks in. That was with on Twitch. Mm-hmm. We did a like a corporate event, which are usually pretty great and awesome, but we did like a live stream for the Gates Foundation in the studio, other like Instagram live stuff or whatever. But yeah, we've been trying to do a little bit of that. We're not lots. I feel like what we've been doing a lot of is recording. Like we recorded another single for the record and snuck it on there before it came out. And we recorded a 6-song Christmas EP, which was kind of fun. So making noise in here a lot and doing a stream thing here and there, but trying to get some new music out. So
I've been asking a lot of artists, you know, what have you been doing while in quarantine and how big is your bubble? And a lot of them are binge watching TV or reading books. And some of them are, you know, maybe they just released a record, but they've already moved on and they're working on new music. And it sounds like you guys have done just that.
I think maybe, thankfully we had a record done and then this all hit. So I think the release of that got pushed once or twice.
Yeah.
And then certainly touring all got canceled. But I think once we knew that like we weren't going to be touring and the release of the record was delayed, we started again, like making a solo or not solo. Forgive me.
You wish.
Making a Christmas record together, recording another single, rehearsing a lot together. So I feel like we were thankful that we had a record ready to go, and that came out last Friday. And now it's like, what else we got going on? You know,
I think
trying to stay busy and stay creative.
The self-titled album is available right now. Is it a full-length record, or are we calling it a double EP?
Well, we did put out a double EP a little while ago, and then we just did the digital release of the full-length record, and then we'll be doing vinyl for that record a little later on. So everything's kind of been staggered.
Right, so with the self-titled available now, it's Everybody Breaks and Labor On all into one album. Is that the case?
So I think you're referring to there's a double EP, a 10-inch double EP
yeah.
that we put out several months ago.
Yeah,
that's a previous release. The new full length is the full length, and it has 10 songs.
But it does have some of those songs.
And it has some of those songs on there from the EP. But then I think we're working out right now with one of the vinyl clubs to do a vinyl pre-sale and release that probably late winter and get that out. So slightly confusing. And I think maybe we have some people ordering the 10-inch vinyl thinking it's the full length.
I don't know. Well, I guess
but it's super artwork.
I guess, right. I guess we're here to clear that up. Again, IvanandAlyosha.com is the website. People could get the merch and buy the record. And I've been telling people that, you know, you can't buy a ticket for a concert these days. So go to the websites and buy the merch, get the albums, and it might be a little bit, but hopefully a little bit goes a long way in supporting some of your favorite artists. We've been playing the song Everybody Breaks for a while now, and we've been getting some pretty good feedback. It sounds great on the airwaves here in SoCal.
Thanks, man.
You're very welcome. And it looks like you guys are stripping down the layers of production today to give us a couple of songs, right?
Yeah. It's always fun to do it this way. It's like low pressure and fun to kind of interpret the songs in a stripped down acoustic way. But
well, we appreciate that. What'd you want to play first?
We'll play Everybody Breaks.
Yeah.
Here goes nothing. I've been looking for the water, looking for the sea, searching for my trouble, but my trouble finds me. Everybody breaks sometimes. I've been looking for the answer, don't have it fine. Killed up my cancer, cause I've been there before. Everybody breaks sometimes. Who's gonna bend now? Who's gonna break? Who's got the map to tell me what's the state? I've been walking at the limit and trying to find the people that sent me to the end of my road. Everybody breaks sometimes. Who's been taking all my lines? Been trying to be alive, but the pen doesn't scratch, maybe it just don't show. Everybody breaks, what's it gonna take? Everybody breaks sometime. Don't mention what we're talking about. Maybe you ain't brave, but you was growl loud.
Incredible. That's our own version of the song Everybody Breaks, a stripped down version by Ivan and Alyosha here on the Independent 88.5 FM. Nicely done, gentlemen. You all sing brilliantly together.
Thank you. We've had a good amount of practice.
Yeah, you guys have been a band for damn near close to a decade now, right? Something like that?
Yeah, I think 2000... So it is damn near. 2011 was when the first EP came out, and I want to say it was 13 years ago this November. Don't know if you knew that, Ryan. It's our anniversary. We were down in Los Angeles, California, in Huntington Beach, recording that first EP with our friend and producer Eli Thompson, who's the bassist for Father John Misty now, and many others. But we were down there, Huntington Beach, at least I was 20 pounds lighter. Ryan might be.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Are you talking about yourself or me?
Have you all of you guys, have you always been based in Seattle or Los Angeles for a time?
A lot of recording in LA. The last record, we were at Sunset Sound for a few weeks.
You lived down in LA for a little bit.
Not since we've all been together though, but like we all live here and we've spent a considerable amount of time there. I think there was one summer we went down, Ryan and I went down for like 6 weeks, and we played a show at On the Rocks above the Roxy. Mm. And in order to get paid, we had to clear 10 tickets. And we didn't clear 10 tickets. But it was, funny enough, it was that night we met the guy who put out the record, that first EP from a little label called Cheap Lullaby that was in Venice at the time. Anyways, so we love LA.
We love it.
Oh, I see what you did there. It's Tim and Pete and Ryan and Tim and Cole will hopefully join us at a later date. Ivan and Alyosha here on 88.5 FM. What's your relationship like with the wonderful Brandi Carlile?
Mm. Man, she's great. I think before...
She is great.
Before we ever had anybody coming to our shows, they took us out. That was a while ago, but... we didn't know why they wanted us to support a couple tours. They're near and dear to our hearts because they give us a chance when they shouldn't have. And to this day, like if we all have questions, that I'll text Tim Hanseroff, one of the twins, about like, you know, business stuff or just, you know, stuff that comes up in the band, and he always returns our texts, gives me a call back, talks through things. They're just super wonderful people. And when I think I texted Tim Hanseroff when we'd start recording Whiskey and Wine, I was like, dude, I got a song that you should sing on. He's like, okay, sweet. I'm like, wait, really? He was like, yeah, Brandy's gonna be at our studio next week or something like that. And I was like, are you guys kidding? Like, you're that cool that you're just like, yeah, sure, we'll do it.
Yeah, that's incredible. We did a members only event with Brandi Carlile and her band right around the release of her last record, which was a memorable one. It was a great interview and an amazing performance. And little did I know that record was going to completely blow up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. We felt like we were, you know, she had always been great, but we felt like we were on the ground floor of just an upward trajectory that was about to happen. It was crazy. So the song Whiskey and Wine is a great collaboration. Any other sort of collaborations on this album?
Yeah.
Who? I think maybe the collaboration that comes to mind is, so with the recording process, we really we recorded it ourselves. We've since built a studio so that we can dig into that quite a bit more. So we tried to keep the process really tight. And the Brandi collaboration came kind of in the 11th hour. Like Pete was like, can you guys sing on this? And they were like, yeah. But I think the collaboration comes to mind is like the guys that we handed it off to mix. Mm. Like I think Ryan Hewitt, who has engineered and mixed the last couple of Lumineers records, like we wanted him to mix a couple songs that he ended up mixing later on and You Carries Me. Brian Cook is another guy. He's in LA. He does a like he's done a bunch of work for us in the past, and he's just such a cool dude. But he does work for everybody from U2 to One Republic, and he knocked everybody breaks out of the park.
Yeah.
Hit the floor, wired. So kind of like when we felt like we had taken the songs as far as we could. You hand them off to guys who make sense of it. Joe Ciccarelli is another guy we worked with. Jesse Lauder, who's in New York. So I think maybe that's the most collaborative that we got, was kind of passing off. Michael Brower is another one, like, who's just such a huge, like, he mixed Parachutes for Coldplay, right?
Yeah.
So just guys that we are obsessed with that we're like, here, will you mix this? Or, and thankfully they were willing to do that. So I think that was a really cool collaborative process there.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of real talented people and established people have their hands all over this new stuff. Are you talking about building a studio? Is that the studio you're sitting in right now?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was really, I mean, it was definitely Ryan's vision for the whole thing. This used to be his garage.
Yeah. It's cool, man. I've got a home studio. Never did I think I would get a home studio under these circumstances, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Nice. It's been said before we get into another song, I was just reading the brief bio that our friend Oscar from the label sent over. It had been said that you guys took a little break, maybe a little hiatus, and then came back sort of rejuvenated. Was that the case as well?
Yes. Yeah. I think, it's been 5 years since we put out our last full length. And I think we were probably tired while we were making the record, and we were tired when we put it out, and we were tired when we hit the road.
Yeah.
And I don't think none of it necessarily made a whole lot of sense to us. And I think, stepping away from it and licking some wounds, gross. But really, I think how we came back together was, we're all friends before we started making music together, and even family for that matter. Like, three of us went to high school together. Ryan married a good friend that we all grew up with. Cole married a friend that we've known for since high school. Anyways, it's all in the family kind of a thing. So we started getting together for fire pits, just drinking and listening to iPhone demos of songs, and really just getting inspired again. And I think we kind of came back to it knowing, like, everything that we didn't want to do, and we didn't have a label and we didn't have management, and it was just kind of us, what are we willing to do? What do we want to create together? Do we want to create together? So, and I think really it comes back to, somebody pulls out a phone and plays a great song, like Everybody Breaks, and you're like, hell yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. It got back to the start of, like, when you start making music together. It's like, if five friends like a song and they can all play instruments, it's like, you should probably record that song. It got back to it, as simple as that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, I hope you guys are feeling pretty good creatively where you're at right now. From what we've heard, everything's sounding great. As soon as we, play the heck out of Everybody Breaks, we'll move on to the next one. IvanandAlyosha.com is the website, self-titled, full length, available right now. Anything else to touch on real quick before we, rip into another song?
Rip into it. I mean, one thing that comes to mind that I forgot to mention in the last interview, but December 4th, I'm excited. We're doing a collaboration with the Seattle Symphony. It's like a hour and a half show. Unfortunately, there's going to be no one in the audience, but it'll be at Benaroya Hall in Seattle. It's this gorgeous venue. So Seattle Symphony Orchestra, Ivan and Alyosha, December 4th, an online event.
Yes.
That's
so
That's incredible, you guys. So the orchestra is probably hunkered down in their own studio right now, putting together the musical arrangements to your songs.
Yeah. Interestingly enough.
That's crazy.
One guy is doing the arrangements. It's our friend Andrew Joslin, who is kind of like everyone's violinist. And he's arranged for everybody. Like... he's just like the sweetest human being ever. So, he's doing all the arrangements, and then we get two rehearsals before the show to put it all together. And so that's happening somewhere on Bainbridge Island.
That'll be a virtual concert online.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll look for that. And are there plans to record it? And if you deem the recordings good enough, you think you're going to put it out there to the public?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's incredible. What an amazing thing.
Yeah, thank you, man. It gives me chills.
I got goosebumps right here, and I'm not even in the band. All right, what do you guys want to play next?
Hopefully, this will be... What should we play? Whiskey Mine or Coming Alive?
Coming Alive.
Hopefully this will be the next single you spin the H out of.
Sorry to be so crass, you guys. Normally I don't have such a potty mouth.
What part of town are you in? I'm just curious.
We have two studios on the campus of Cal State Northridge and also in Orange County on the campus of Saddleback College. So kind of makes us local to both regions, LA and Orange County, which is kind of unique and also pretty cool. I live closer to our Orange County studios, and we've been all social distancing, and it was very easy to get all our DJs home studios, believe it or not. And it kind of makes you think, like, why pay the overhead cost of an office space if we could have been doing this all along, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I guess San Fernando Valley and South Orange County.
Okay, sweet. Cool. Yeah. Well, we love it down there. I think all Washingtonians grow up dreaming of California.
Yeah.
Sunshine.
Well, God willing, hopefully in the future we'll be able to do it in the same room together.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, here's a fitting song for the moment. Coming Alive.
The joke gets old, but I keep on laughing. Time is told, and I'm feeling trapped inside of the kingdoms that I keep on building myself. The wind, she moves, and nothing is changing. Broken down, I keep rearranging. Feeling like the number one always gets lost in wonder. Some kind of PTSD when it's hard and the going gets tough. I can feel it rising up. I can feel the waters rising up again. So when's it all coming alive? When's it all coming alive? My friends, I love steady investment years get lost. I keep on pretending what I see you do, and the gloves, they seem to fit. My hands are tied, the thoughts built on paper. I lift my eyes to the mist and the paper. Bottle it up so I can use this genius again. Only to find that it's gone, so I go back to begin. I can feel it rising up. I can feel the waters rising up again. I can feel it rising up. I can feel the waters rising up again. it's it all gonna fly. The lights go down, people, I hear them trump. But sound, somehow I can feel when everything that's broken gets put back together again. Most things that are hard ever true, some lie at the end. Yeah, I was never cut from the cloth, but I know what's in it. Made me a hero with a silver spoon and a pen. Well, somebody's got a beat on the drum when the battle begins. When's it all coming alive? When's it all coming alive? Yeah, when's it all coming alive? Yeah, when's it all coming alive? I can feel it rising up.